Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
It's Valentine's Day. Great song, Ed. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, and we thank you for joining us on Valentine's Day. Wednesday, February the 14th, we have a lot going on, boy, oh boy. In a few minutes, Mark Thornton of the Mises Institute is going to join us. We are going to talk about their upcoming event in Tampa. It's this Saturday. It will focus on inflation, the causes, the consequences, and the cure. So stay tuned for that. And we are going to be talking about the impeachment of Homeland Security. Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday. The consequences for both Republicans and Democrats. And listen to this, the most promising news yet. In the 86-year-old search for Amelia Earhart. Do you remember Amelia Earhart? All right. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 most visited U.S. websites at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, you got to get over there. You want the best haircut in Tampa Bay for the best price? I've never found a better place. Andrew's Master Barbershop. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Call first for your appointment, please. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's tree repair, tree enhancement, tree grinding, stump removal, anything to do with a tree, Arbor Life is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call for a free estimate. You'll love them, 727-330-1999. So, it's Valentine's Day, Ed. And
yeah, I thought your top 10 might have something to do with Valentine's.
I know.
Maybe, you know, Big Ed's top 10 Valentines of all time? I don't know.
I could have actually... You want to know the truth? I forgot about it when I was doing my top 10. That's how much... That's how much attention I paid to Valentine's Day, but I'm glad that you remembered with that Beatles song. It was a great song to celebrate Valentine's Day, and we hope everybody is celebrating Valentine's Day.
I like it when it's during the week.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's on the weekend, and you try to go to eat somewhere, forget it.
That's true.
At least during the week, it's a little lighter, you know?
Yeah,
you
know? That's a good point.
And when it's Friday or Saturday night, oh, God.
Okay, that's what he thinks of Valentine's Day. It's where do you go to eat? Hey, they finally impeached Mayorkas.
Yeah.
They finally impeached him. Three Republican lawmakers voted against it. Alejandro Mayorkas now will have to face his accusers, and he will be tried in the Senate. This was, of course, last night. The House of Representatives successfully had enough votes to impeach the border chief. Now, remember, impeachment is not conviction. It is only charging him, indicting him, you might say. It has to do, of course, with his handling or mishandling of the southern border and all of the illegal immigrants that have crossed over that border. Here are the three Republicans who did not go along with their compatriots in the House, and they voted against impeachment. Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, Ken Buck of Colorado, and Tom McClintock of California. They bucked the rest of them to side with the Democrats. Now, this is the first time a cabinet secretary has been impeached by the U.S. Congress
since 1876, so it's been a long time. The vote was 214 to 213, could not have been closer. That's because one of the Republicans in the first attempt was there this time, and he was not there the last time. Every House Democrat showed up, but it wasn't enough. So even Al Green from Texas, he left the hospital. He's a Democrat, recovering from surgery. He went and cast his vote against impeachment, too, but it was not enough. Now, Republicans have been accusing Mayorkas of totally ignoring his responsibility at the border and the existing immigration laws. This is not going to go anywhere in the Senate. You would need two-thirds of the Senate. The Senate is already a majority Democrat. But what it will do is it will be focusing the nation's attention on the border. And Mayorkas will have to stand and listen and be hearing all of these people that will rise to talk about his performance. And it's not a good thing for him. I'm wondering if indeed he will resign, you know, ultimately.
The only thing I give him is that he hasn't thrown his boss under the bus. Because he could just stand there and say, hey, this is what I've been told to do.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, if he wasn't doing what he's told to do, then his boss would have said something.
That is correct. You're right. So he's running cover.
The wrong person.
He's running cover.
As far as I'm concerned, I would have voted against it. It's a waste of time and money.
Well, a lot of people feel
that way. Let's concentrate on what's happening in 8 months. You know?
Yeah, I think this is strictly cosmetic. Yeah. They want to, Republicans want to show the country that they care about the border, and even though it's not going to go anywhere, there will be this attention on the border, and it's politics, okay? That's all it is at this point. Now, in the meantime, former Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, won the closely watched election in New York for the vacant House seat. It was held by George Santos, the Republican. They tossed him.
Well, so, lied.
So they, he was expelled. So did you think this? You're from New York, Ed. Did you follow that? Did you think it was a surprise?
Well, not since I was 11 years old, so I really didn't care. But I saw what was, I kept watching what was going on up there. But
yeah.
It's the same thing, though. You know, New Yorkers complain about everything. But they keep electing the same people
with
the same views. Then stop complaining.
Do you think it's a sign of what might occur in November?
No, that's a totally different story, I think. Those people that are dug in are just going to, they're not going to change. They're going to, we'll straighten everything out. But the majority of the country's had enough.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been a very close vote. I do not show here what the actual percentage of vote was. But one of the issues was abortion. And that particular district happens to be heavily Democratic.
Last I saw, it was like 61 to 38.
Oh, it's not even close. Wasn't even close?
Well, that was with like 20% reporting. So.
Oh, okay. We'll look at that number and we'll try and find out what the... But the total, they may not even have the exact total yet. But anyway, it slides back into Democratic hands thanks to the exploits of George Santos. All right, so we're going to take our break. And when we come back, our buddy Mark Thornton of the Mises Institute is going to join us. We're going to talk about their upcoming event in Tampa, focusing on inflation, the causes, the consequences, and the cure.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcast Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Valentine's Day and delighted to have... Hey, this is one of our favorite Valentines. It's Mark Thornton. He is a senior fellow at the Great Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama, my old hometown, for a while. He joins us. We're going to talk with Mark about their upcoming Mises event here in Tampa on Saturday. It's going to be held at the Center Club in Tampa on West Shore Boulevard. Mark, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Hey, Paul, great to be back with you today.
Yes, it's our pleasure to have you. And we talked about your event a few weeks ago and wanted to have you back because when it was upcoming, so that everybody that is listening has an opportunity to consider going to the event. It's going to be, what time will that event be, by the way, on Saturday?
Let's see, the social hour is in the afternoon from 2 to 4, and then the event starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
On Saturday and ends at 12 p.m.
Got it.
On Saturday.
It's a three-hour event.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about the topic itself, about the inflation topic.
Well, it couldn't have been more opportune, actually. Everybody in the world in Washington, D.C. is talking about how inflation is coming down, down, down. And then just this week, we got a new report out that says, no, inflation is actually not going down and has actually started to tick back up again. So we're going to be talking about inflation, its causes, and its cures, and really who benefits from inflation. That's the key thing, is that this is a policy of our government to inflate the money supply, which increases prices in the economy that we have to pay. So it's like a hidden tax.
Indeed.
And so...
No, I'm sorry to...
So we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, who benefits from all this.
So a tactic of throwing money into the system through the Federal Reserve System, the printing of money, is this what is a goodly part of the inflation problem we now have?
That's right. And this is something that Washington, D.C. and our politicians never talk about, is that when they spend money, when they borrow money, they're not paying it back. And they're having the Federal Reserve essentially print up money to pay for their bad debts into the economy. And so this is a sneaky, tricky way of hiding the true cost of government from the American voter and the American taxpayer. And that's one of the main reasons why we've just gone willy-nilly into debt over the last few years, with literally trillions of dollars of new debt. And now the interest on the debt is getting up into the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, soon approaching $1 trillion a year. And this all starts with a house of cards of printing up money by the Federal Reserve to to cover up their bad spending and their bad debt.
Let me ask you a basic question, Mark. Should there be a Federal Reserve?
No, there's absolutely no reason for a central bank, for the government. It's just very convenient for politicians to be able to have this essentially unlimited credit card that they don't have to pay back, that they themselves don't have to pay the interest on. We've gone through long periods of time in this country without a central bank, and it was periods where the economy had its highest rates of economic growth, even in the 19th century when immigrants were pouring into the country. Jobs were still plentiful, wages were going up, the economy was growing at a high pace, and we didn't have any central bank. We didn't have any Federal Reserve.
Exactly. In fact, in 1913, two things occurred. One was the creation of the Federal Reserve, as you well know, and also our ongoing federal income tax. They happened at the same time. They happened the same year. Was there a connection?
Oh, yes. I mean, it was the progressive era in the United States when socialist thinking permeated into the so-called elites of American society. Some of our business leaders, our politicians, wealthy people, educators, university professors, all thought that the way to go was complete government control of the economy. And they really took power at that time, around 1910, and that continued on. But the progressive era is roughly from the year 1900 to 1920 was when they had the biggest impact, and that's when they made the most changes to our government in terms of constitutional amendments, including the Prohibition Amendment, which banned alcohol and was a complete failure.
It was quite an era. What do you think, if there was any single or was there a couple of major things that had occurred around the early 1900s that would have allowed the socialist philosophy to gain a foothold in the United States?
Well, it was European academics for sure had an influence because all of our scholars were trained in Europe. And of course there was a big European migration, mostly of poor people, and so there was a natural inclination to start thinking more like a socialist, more in terms of redistribution, more in terms of the power of government, and those sort of thoughts and those sorts of policies that ultimately came about. Thinking that it was all about enlightenment, but in actuality, they were changing our form of government from a constitutional republic into more of something that had more government power, more government control, and more insulation of government officials from the actual people who voted for them.
So it was, in large part, what you're saying is because the large number of Europeans that were pouring into the United States at the turn of the century, and they were bringing with them not only their families, but they were bringing a philosophy of more government.
And they were poor. You know, they were poor, lower-class people who naturally were attracted to government support, government handouts, you know, making life easier for themselves. Of course, it usually didn't work out that way, but it, of course, sounded good to that generation, which was largely uneducated, very poor, struggling economically, at least initially. It's only when you get established as immigrants, as business people and entrepreneurs, do they realize, you know, the sort of benefits of American constitutional Republican government and, you know, entrepreneurship and the free market and all that, that they become more free market, limited government types. But at this phase, we had a big wave of immigration, and that helped because the elites, the educators, the political leaders and the political elites, they wanted more control. They wanted more power. They were looking to buy somebody off. And these this large population of immigrants was right there for the taking.
We're talking with Mark Thornton, getting a little bit of a history lesson into the influence of socialism and the Federal Reserve and the income tax at the turn of the century. He is a senior fellow at the Mises Institute. We're talking about their event this Saturday in Tampa. But, you know, Mark, and if we could kind of stay on that thought, because I find this totally interesting with you. We didn't start pulling, creating welfare programs, really, until we got Franklin Roosevelt into the office in 1933. And then we started seeing the advent of all of those social programs, correct? Or were there some programs that were butting into, you know, our situation before then?
Yes, there was always welfare for the military and veterans and things like that. And there were state and local programs, but most of welfare was provided by private charities, churches.
And it was working, was it not, at that point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had no permanent welfare class, you know, based on that. But there were minor programs to help out widows and orphans and things like that. You know, clearly identifiable groups, veterans, those sorts of things. But the permanent welfare system, like in other European countries, comes to us during the New Deal. And then, of course, later on in the 1960s with the Great Society programs of Lyndon Johnson.
Right. So you were saying that the social elites saw an opportunity back in the early 1900s in the United States with the influx of these poorer people that were making up a higher and higher percentage of the population of our country. And that was sort of the linchpin that started the ball rolling?
Yes. Now, of course, the only people who benefit in the long run from these newfound powers of the federal government, this new authority, this new control, are the people at the top. And that's what, you know, people who go to the conference, they're going to see that it's ultimately the people at the top, you know, the political elites, the people who are in politics themselves, bankers and, you know, big business people. And, you know, it's the same problem today as it was back then. It's these elites who are getting control of the system, and the system is becoming more powerful, and ultimately it doesn't help the little guy. It just keeps the little guy stuck in the mud with greater government debt and inflation, and, you know, they're just bearing all of the cost of all these things. It's really the elites who capture all of this power and use it to their own advantage, ultimately.
Got it. So, again, let's let everybody know that this event is being held at the Center Club. It's at 123 Southwest Shore Boulevard. It's on the 8th floor. It starts at 9 a.m. It ends at noon. The registration is $60 per person. It includes all the lectures. You get a catered breakfast. And for Freedom Works listeners, we've got a special code that will get you a 15% discount off that $60. And here it is. It's Tampa 24. Again, Tampa 24. So when you get over to the Center Club, get there a little bit before 9 o'clock, get all of that breakfast, learn something. Learn about inflation, the causes, the cures, the consequences. Mark, thank you so very much for coming back on.
Paul, it's a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
I look forward to it as well. All right, Mark Thornton. Delightful. We're going to take our break. Hey, when we come back, we have a lot of things to talk about. The most promising news yet in the 86-year-old search for Amelia Earhart. We're going to tell you about it.
For the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your lover. Just let your love flow.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It was July 2nd, 1937, when Amelia Earhart's plane vanished near an uninhabited island. It was called Howland Island. It was just north of the equator in the Central Pacific Ocean. And when I was growing up listening to stories about Amelia Earhart and all the things that she had done prior to the final fatal launch, she had a navigator on the plane with her, apparently. Tony Romeo, with underwater sonar images of what he is certain is Amelia Earhart's missing electroplane. It is considered the most promising lead that anyone has found in almost 87 years of looking for the remains of Amelia Earhart.
I'm not familiar with, did her GPS go bad or what happened?
They don't know what happened.
That was a joke. GPS.
Oh, yes. I missed that one. GPS was not working.
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
Before
right?
Its time.
Yeah. She vanished again on July the 2nd, 1937. And there's only one person left in her family who knew and remembered the glass ceiling breaking pilot. It is a 92-year-old woman that is related to Amelia Earhart's ancestry. So they tracked her down, this woman, to let her family know. This is the guy, Tony Romeo, that he and his team were about to embark on a 90-day expedition. And so away we go.
They say how deep the water is that they're...
Oh, it has to be amazingly deep. And yet he was able with this...
Where was it again? Right off of what?
It's off of an island. Let me find the name of it again. Where was it here? It was...
it's over on the other side that she ran short, right?
Yes.
England, was she going
here
to?
It was near the uninhabited Howland Islands, just north of the equator.
Oh, okay.
Just north of the equator in the Pacific Ocean. At the time, she was trying to be the first person to circumnavigate the globe. And so she was making all of these stops along the way.
Mm.
Yeah. And, of course, there's some footage of her as she got into her plane here in the United States, you know, and then you can see the film of her taking off, you know, and that's the last they ever saw of her, and that was it. We have a guy that doesn't remember the event, but I'm sure he has heard about the Amelia Earhart event. Our master barber, who is with us all the time, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, you've heard stories about Amelia Earhart. Maybe they finally found the remains.
Yeah, Paul, I was reading about that last week, to be honest with you. I thought it was pretty amazing, to be honest.
It really is. Andrew, there is so much going on right now. You know about the impeachment of Mayorkas. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Well, I say that the Senate lets him go. I say they don't impeach him.
Well, of course they won't. They would need 2/3. No, he's been impeached. Technically, he's going to be whether or not they convict. And the Senate is going to not convict. They don't have the votes. So it's a political thing, but it's going to keep Mayorkas' name and the southern borders, the story of the southern border in the news now for a while.
Well, let me tell you something else, Paul, how I believe the Republicans made a very stupid move when they got rid of Santos.
Oh, yes, Congress. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care if he lied. I don't care what he did. They lost a seat to the Democrats because of what they did.
They expelled him, and they went along with the expulsion.
Now wait, Andrew, we should have kept him because he lied, even though he lied?
Hey.
Isn't it always trying to get rid of that crap?
Well, now look what you got.
Well, I don't care. I don't want somebody
which would be
lying.
Worse. I'd rather listen to the guy lying, saying he got his money from somewhere else, than have a Democrat in that seat. They gave up that seat, knowing that would happen.
Well, I think I have to go along with Ed. I don't think I want a guy like Santos floating around in there.
No.
I agree. I was hoping that they would be able to salvage it. But
why would that scum stop there? You know, once he got in.
You know, it's interesting. I just see a story here. Trump rips GOP candidate who lost New York special election. Let's see if I can bring this up and we can discuss it. He called it foolish. Come on, open up. Let's see what it says. I can't open it. You have to be a member of...
While you're looking there, how's your Valentine's going there, Andrew?
Oh, Valentine, the hallmark holiday of the world.
You did remember, right?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. All right,
Nicole would have.
I was reminded.
You never want to get reminded.
You never want to be told on Valentine's Day. Hey, dear, where's my flowers?
It hurts.
Where the hell is my candy?
I still have a scar from that.
I tell you. So I can't open the doggone thing up. But here's the headline on this: Andrew Trump rips foolish GOP candidate who lost the New York special election for distancing herself from the MAGA Make America Great Again. So that was the situation with her. I didn't find the...
My understanding, she was in office once before, and she dipped out to run for something else.
Okay.
Her past history, what I saw, anyway.
Yeah, no, you may be right about that. I'm trying to find...
What do you think about the press secretary saying that Biden does more work in an hour than anybody's done in a lifetime?
No. She said, I think you misheard. She said he does more sleeping in an hour.
John Paul Jones makes it up as he goes along there, you know.
That's unbelievable. If they think he is still fit to be president, they need to try him for his classified information.
You know what I don't understand? And watch this the next time she's up there. Is that you can tell when she's reading a response. And I don't know why they do this, but she always puts that eye stuff on your eyelids that's so prominent.
It's a shadow.
That when she's looking down, those things light up like a neon sign.
Yeah, they do a little bit.
Hello, I'm reading a response. Hang on. I'm looking at you. Hang on. I'm going to read the response now.
Do you notice how her eyes, speaking about how her eyes flutter when she's talking?
Yeah. And then she starts to stutter when she's trying to make it up.
Stutter and flutter. That's what we can call her stutter and flutter from now on. By the way, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre revealed yesterday it was Biden's idea to hold that press conference. You know, the one where he made a total fool of himself. Yeah. It was his idea to hold the conference. She was speaking at her press briefing, and she said, quote, "It was the president's idea to appear last Thursday in front of the media to defend himself."
Biden doesn't have an idea on breakfast, for crying out loud.
So,
he reminded me of Richard Nixon that night when he said, "I didn't do anything wrong."
Well, at least Nixon was cogent when he said it.
No, you know, there's no question about it. And there was a guy that had, 18 seconds of a tape recording?
Something like that.
18 seconds, and look at what goes on today that everybody gets away with.
There's no question about it.
Trump was impeached for somebody that heard a phone call.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Now, more than half of Americans believe that Biden got special treatment in the special counsel investigation into his mishandling. They did a poll, believe it or not, 53% of Americans believe Biden got off easy because he's president. Roughly 29% of Democrats also agreed that Biden got special treatment.
Of course he did.
So there you go.
There's no question about it.
You know what I didn't understand is when he went off on the reporters, why didn't somebody just bring up, when he said, "There's nothing wrong with my memory," why didn't somebody right there and there say, "Sir, 90 seconds ago, you mixed up Mexico and Egypt"?
Well, either they charge him because there's nothing wrong with his memory and he knew that he was continuing to hold classified documents, or they don't charge him because he's so he's so out of it. So which is it? If he says he's got no memory problem, then they should have charged him because he should have not been keeping the classified documents.
There's no doubt what he took was wrong. There's no doubt now. The whole Mar-a-Lago case has to go away.
I think it will.
That has to go away.
I don't think they're going to be able to.
But you know what? You know what you can't take away? The lights, the sirens, and all the news coverage of Mar-a-Lago getting lit up that night.
That's right.
No. Now supposedly the FBI was there looking for a binder from the CIA. Is that true? That had all the information on the Russian collusion?
Do you recall that Biden's ghostwriter was granted access to the classified documents that Biden was holding on to?
Sure, let's listen to the tape.
So, if Biden can't remember because he's too feeble at this point, they should. It's like a bank robber. Well, he can't remember he robbed the bank, so we're not going to try him for robbing the bank of $100 million. Right. Sorry. You know, he said he can't remember.
We got the money back. We're all good.
There you go.
Here's another one for you. What do you think about the open border that they have the Chinese now? They've got 20,000 Chinese that have come through that border, I guess, in the last year. And they said that the people are coming in from China. I forgot where they're flying into, and they're actually Ubering to the border.
Mm.
And now they're catching them.
They're actually Ubering? They got Uber down in Mexico?
Ubered it. This is what they said, yes.
The Chinese coming in, you want to know how I feel? Yesterday, at about 10:40, we lost power at the radio station for about 15 minutes, and I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. I know they're going to mess with our grid one of these days.
Oh,
I'm sitting here going, uh-oh.
They have caught some of them already using certain computers or something in certain places. They're trying to get information.
Look at the way they're walking in. Who are they running from? Their life doesn't look so destitute that they're walking in with smiles on their face. And looking like they're going to work.
And iPads in their hands. I tell you.
Guys, the country's falling apart.
Yeah. Can you imagine the Border Patrol? Can we get you right? Nope. I already took care of that.
I got one for you, Ed. Give me your take on, what's his name? The football player, Kelsey, yelling at his coach in the Super Bowl. What'd you think of that?
Special players get special treatment, Andrew. That's the way it's always been.
That's what do you think would have happened if Ditka was his coach?
That's a different story.
I think Ditka would have turned around and slugged him.
That's right. But if Andy Reid's going to take it once, he's going to take it twice. So that's why. There's really nothing to...
Now they're all saying that, what's her name there, needs to get away from him. He's got temper problems, anger management.
I told Paul during the top of the hour break that CBS News has got to fine-tune their writing of their scripts because the woman said... with the parade coming up, all that's left to see is if Taylor Swift's tight end boyfriend is going to show up.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's a perfect Valentine's gift for Taylor Swift. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm saying the Swifties got a different idea of tight ends than a football player.
I suppose so.
I heard she bought a new plane because the plane she had only had a height of 6'1" clearance to walk in it. So she bought a new plane that's a 6'5" height so he can get in with no problem.
I was just thinking when you said that, if President Biden was going into the plane and it was 6'1", he would have knocked his head possibly and fallen back down the stairs.
Okay. I don't know what we're going to do here,
he knocked his head. Did you see him coming out of the plane the other day? He actually hit his head.
You know, after those three or four times using the stairs, the long stairs, I thought they were going to use the belly stairs.
I know.
It was only three or four.
They need to put the slide down for him the next time. And let's catch him at the bottom.
Yeah, put him in a tube?
How about that?
That would be a little bit better. But you notice we haven't heard too much about Trump lately?
True.
Haven't heard too much, and I'm wondering why.
Well, I've heard a little bit. We talked about him ripping the election in New York with what he called the foolish GOP candidate. So he's still lurking around. He's still saying a few things. But look, the impeachment's going on. We got all these other stories that are going on right now. And so for a moment, the focus might be off of him, but it'll be back on.
Well, don't worry, Andrew. We know the story. When it gets quiet, then the next one hits.
There you go.
The next one's gonna hit.
We got plenty of time. They'll come up with some more. Believe me.
Nope. I don't doubt that at all. Yep. I don't doubt that at all. My curiosity is killing me what's next.
Yes.
I haven't heard too much about any polling lately or anything.
Killing you? How would you like to be Trump and have to worry about what we used to joke about it. He'd wake up in the White House and ask his first thing he would ask his assistant, it was, "What am I accused of today?"
Yeah. Oh my. My friend, it is always a pleasure, Andrew, to have you on. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing or talking with you again on Friday.
You got it, guys. Have a good day and happy Valentine's
Day,
guys.
Thank you.
Go spend that money.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Be good. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, the Master Barber. Let's take our break. When we come back, the top 10 most visited U.S. websites.
Around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, It's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. It's Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Hey, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 10 to 11 a.m. We can be your Valentine any of those days. 10 to 11 Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. But thanks to our Valentine Big Ed, you can listen to our show anytime. All you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on the podcast button. It opens up, and there are all our shows, most recent show at the top. You can see who the guest is and the topic, and the top 10, OurFreedomWorks.com. So speaking of Valentine's Day, Ed, did you know that the Disneyland characters are looking to unionize? Mickey Mouse.
Oh, great.
Donald Duck, Pluto, and the whole gang at the Magic Kingdom want better working conditions. Workers at Disneyland, including performers who play the beloved characters of the Mickey Mouse entourage, are looking to unionize. Labor organizers said they want better safety conditions and scheduling policies for the workers. Quote, Disney workers are openly and powerfully invested in and loyal to the Walt Disney Company and its values. So it's reasonable for them to expect the happiest place on earth to pay them fairly and prioritize their health and their safety.
You know, there was a clip going around of one of the characters, and these are those big characters, you know?
Yeah.
And evidently it was somebody was dressed up as Minnie. And the head flips back like a hatchback. And he was off to the side smoking a cigarette.
No kidding. Was it a guy?
And the little kids were looking and saying, Mommy, look at Minnie smoking in plain sight. I mean, that's been passed around now for...
Was Minnie a guy?
Yes, he had full beard and everything.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess under there, it really doesn't matter.
No,
I
mean, it doesn't, but it's a shock for the little girl see Minnie being a boy.
You know that the Buccaneer mascot? Captain Fear?
Oh, yeah.
That's a woman.
You're kidding.
No.
That's interesting.
There's a woman in there.
Do you remember what was the name of the Tampa Bay Rays
Raymond?
Mascot?
Raymond.
That was a woman.
Yeah. Usually because the costumes have to be a little smaller and they're hot in there, too.
Oh, I know. I can imagine.
And they have to be athletic, too.
There you go.
Very athletic.
My goodness. So do we feel bad for the Mickey Mouse Mouseketeers running around in their little costumes?
Yeah,
you know, in the middle of August in Orlando, it's got to be pretty doggone hot.
Yeah, that's the worst time to go to Disney.
It really is. Well, under federal law, Disney will be required to sit down with equity representatives at the bargaining table and negotiate a contract following a vote in favor of unionizing. So there you go. All right. It is time for... Oh, before we get to that, is there any sports news that we need to talk about, Ed? Other than there's going to be... Is there going to be a parade for Kansas City?
Yeah, I think that's today. As CBS pointed out. I wonder if they changed the script at the top of the hour. Other than that, the Rays, pitchers and catchers, I think, report next week.
Oh, we're already going to start talking baseball.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's good, I guess. They call it the hot stove league time of the year for baseball. So, all right. Time for our top 10. I think this is a pretty interesting one. This comes from, it's called SimilarWeb.com. It's the top 10 most visited websites in the U.S., okay? Mm. So let's find out what they are. Ed, let's find out if you'll know what is number one. Here we go, number 10. Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, Reddit.com, computers, electronics, and technology. Okay, there you go. Number 9, Wikipedia. Now, I go to Wikipedia,
I
love it.
Yep.
I love it. Yep. I find out all kinds of information about anything you want.
Yep.
Anything you want. And you can even donate to keep it going. And so there you go. Number eight. It's called Max.com, Arts and Entertainment, Streaming and Online TV. Mm-hmm. Number seven, Twitter, which is now X, right?
Yep.
Computers, Electronics, and Technology. Number six, Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram, that's Computers, Electronics, and Technology again. Social networks. Number five, Yahoo.
Yahoo!
Did you know Yahoo is still relevant?
Yeah, right. I mean, Yahoo used to be the thing.
It was.
Yeah.
And they had a little messenger. Remember the little messenger thing where you could talk with people on Yahoo Messenger?
Well, they copied America Online. AOL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these others, right. All right, number four. Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Guilty.
Me too. Has anybody not ordered something? Lola, have you ever ordered from Amazon?
Yes.
All right, number three. Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep. And we know about Facebook, right? Talking to people back and forth and back and forth. You know, I get all these emails about these people that are on Facebook, and I don't want to open it up, but you get real curious about what they have to say. Okay. Number two, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is really growing.
It is.
Of the stuff, very interesting, some of the stuff on there, and then the whole thing with, you know, you have to be careful what you say.
Now, we can tell people that they can actually see the show on YouTube from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to YouTube and you click FreedomWorks?
No, Tantalk Network.
Tantalk Network. Yeah. So, again, you want to watch, we've got a little camera in here, Tantalk Network, YouTube, and they've also got, you can, on your television, you can go to, what, the YouTube Network? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. If you have a smart TV.
I have a dumb TV, I think.
All dumb.
But it works. All right. What do you think, Ed? What do you think is the number one most visited U.S. website?
It has to be Google.
You are correct, sir. It is Google. Everybody goes to Google. There's a new... I forget, but they are actually advertising it. There is a new... What would you call it? A Google opponent or someplace you can go now where you supposedly can get the same information that you can get at Google, but you don't have all of the ads to go through. So I don't know whatever that happens to be, but it's Google is reigning supreme. Everybody goes to Google. They want to find out anything. You know, it's Google. All right. Well, I guess that's about it, unless we got anything further to say. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
And we covered Valentine's Day because all the bumpers were all love songs of some sort.
Yes, we
Something
did.
That had love in it. So
yeah.
There will be no complaints today.
I don't think there will be. And everybody should have, I hope, a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. We will be back on Friday. Do remember, if you will, Freedom Works.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. House Speaker Mike Johnson defends the move last night to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. We had to do that. He has abdicated his responsibility, he's breached the public trust, and he's disregarded the laws Congress has passed.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
We thought that the Democrat-led Senate would just ignore this impeachment by the House, but late last night, the Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, announced that there would be an impeachment trial in the Senate later this month, not because they think that there's any evidence of wrongdoing, but because they want to highlight how House Republicans have chosen to spend their time in an election year.
The House seat once held by George Santos in New York falls into Democratic hands after yesterday's special election, former Congressman Tom Suozzi winning. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest on what's being said overseas about a possible Gaza deal.
After talks in Egypt, officials said some progress has been made in striking another hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, but the families gathered at the International Criminal Court at The Hague aren't waiting.
We want to see them take out warrants and make sure that leaders of Hamas are taken into custody or that they cannot leave Qatar anymore, and that this puts pressure on them to release the hostages.
Qatar is where many Hamas leaders are based.
One dead, five hurt after a car crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas yesterday. Police say the driver of the car was killed and it was likely not an intentional act. Washington Post reporting the CDC is poised to drop the five-day isolation guideline for people with COVID. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder on CBS Mornings.
This is really an effort on the part of the CDC to allow